Well, we meet again. It's just Jackie, coming to you with a new quote, a gentle rant, or maybe a little nugget of wisdom from a girl who spent her childhood nestled at the feet of her elders. Let's see what we have for you today. So here's what we have for you today. I have two. I'm going to combine them. The first part is, your response is not my responsibility. The end of that is, I don't owe you closure. So let's talk about these for a second. That first one, your response is not my responsibility. When you choose, notice how I said, when you choose to get angry over something I said, I'm not responsible for that. Now, what could easily happen? You could tell me the way you, whatever it is you said, made me feel a certain way, and so I got angry. This whole thing of people making us angry, nobody gets down in your body, deals with your emotions, turn them into anger, and then pops back out. Let that go. Okay? We choose to get angry. So I said this, you chose to get angry, and then you want me to accept the responsibility for it. First of all, I probably didn't even notice you were angry because I didn't mean it in a malicious way. So I didn't mean it in a malicious way. That's the way you took it. Okay. You never said a word to me about it made you, you know, I felt this certain way as a result of something I said. And so you want me to hold on to or take on some responsibility? No. Or here's another thing. I did something. I don't know. Maybe I made a joke, but you weren't in a joking mood. Maybe that was it. And as a result, your feelings got hurt. Okay. You don't tell me your feelings get hurt. Maybe you tell 15 other people, but you don't tell me your feelings get hurt. They've gotten hurt. And so you're holding me responsible for coming back and making you feel a certain way again, like opposite to balance out your feelings getting hurt when I have no idea because it was a joke. Ha ha, we laugh. We laugh about all kinds of stuff. So it could be that. I mean, there's a myriad of things it could be. But the point is, when you choose a certain response, that response belongs to you, not me. Now, I may ask you about it because maybe we're friends. We're like close enough friends that I notice your body language or your facial expression or something along that line. And then I decide to ask you about it. That's just called being a good friend. That's not called taking on responsibility. So I'm not going to take on responsibility for how someone responded to me. So if you get snappy at me, I have a choice. I can snap back at you or I can ignore you and go on about my business. But the responsibility belongs to me. My response, that's my responsibility. Your response, that's your responsibility. We can always fix it when you come and talk to me about it. But if you're just wanting me to just know and then do something, not happening. That's not going to happen. So that's the first one. And then the end of that says, I don't owe you closure. I could write a whole chapter on I don't owe you closure. Okay? Let's say, for whatever reason, I've decided, you know, you and I, we aren't gelling anymore. I don't know. I'm going east and you're going west. I don't know. We just, you know, our pathways aren't gelling anymore. And so I decide I want to, you know, just kind of let go, not be as close. And so I have several things I can do. I could just walk away. I could. May not be the best friend thing to do, but I could just walk away because I have a right to do that. Grown person. I'm just like, you know what? I don't even want the drama that's going to go with if I go talk about it. So I'm just going to walk away. That's it. Or I could tell you, hey, you know what? I feel like our pathways are going different. And so I'm going to go ahead and, you know, kind of separate us a bit. Like, we're not going to be as close. I may not be calling you as much as I used to. Like, I need some space. Now, you on the other hand may think, I should have done it different because you need closure. Nope. No. Figure out your own closure. I've got mine. Figure yours out. Okay? It could be somebody you're dating. And then you say, okay, I'm kind of done dating that person. I don't want to date that person anymore. Okay, you're done. Let it go. Move on. The end. Now that person may be like, I just felt like we were better than that, you know, and I felt like we should have handled it different. And I felt, okay, well, good for you. See, that's about that responsibility. You're trying to take on the responsibility for me, or you want me to take on a responsibility for you, no. Okay? We separate. We move forward. I got my closure. You figure out your closure. There we go. Bam. We're done. But I don't owe you closure. Closure, your closure that you need, you have to figure out how to get it. Maybe you can write me a really ugly letter, or you could leave me an ugly voicemail, or you could, I don't know. I mean, there's several things you could do. And if that's the closure you need, then write the letter and delete it, or write it and mail it, or send the email, or send the text. Now, it doesn't mean that I have to read it, but if it makes you feel good to have your closure, do it. But I don't owe you closure. You get your own closure. I get my own closure, and we're done. So that's how that works. So just remember that as you're dealing with people. One, the response of another person is not your responsibility. So someone else's response, not my responsibility. That's theirs. And then the last one is, you don't owe anybody closure. You don't. Get your closure that you need, but you don't owe them closure. So those are the two for today that I combine. Just Jackie, not saying that is the worldwide thing. That's Just Jackie. Until next time, don't allow the world or others to define you. Your creator has already done a perfect job of that. Be just who you were purposed to be. Bye.